Love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The information and
the evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Aspiring MP donates fuel coupons to Nchanga bus drivers. Education Minister flags off the Kamusanza 2026 Teachers Run and Expo. The international news proposed constitutional amendments to create a vice president position draws criticism. Immigration FC set for Pirates Cup 2026 in South Africa. And now the news in detail. Former State House aide and presidential physician Saileni Desai has endorsed Dickson Jere for Lusaka Central Constituency. Dr. Desai, who owns Kabelenga Family Hospital in the constituency, says Jere would make a great leader. Another supporter, Isha Allah, has praised Jere's charisma and ability to articulate issues, calling him the right man at the moment. The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services has expressed sorrow over the death, allegedly by suicide, of Margaret Kaona, Emulungushi University second-year student. Minister Doreen Mwamba conveyed her heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family, describing the loss as tragic and deeply saddening. Ms. Mwamba states that Margaret had been a passionate advocate for programs such as keeping girls in school and ending child early and forced marriages. In this role, Margaret had worked with both government as well as NGOs. Ms. Mwamba expressed concern over the rising number of suicide cases among young people, describing the trend as alarming and requiring urgent attention. She has since urged young people not to feel overwhelmed by life's challenges, whether emotional, social, economic or otherwise, emphasizing that support systems are available to help them navigate difficult situations. The Minister of Education, Douglas Yakalima, has flagged off the Kamusanza 2026 Teachers Run and Expo near the Victoria Falls Power Station in Livingstone, Southern Province. Over 3,000 teachers from across the country are in attendance as part of the annual commemoration led by the Teachers Sports Association of Zambia, TESAZA, sponsored by Tour Sport. The minister is accompanied by the Permanent Secretary, Administration, Ms. Noriana Muneku, and Permanent Secretary, Educational Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, alongside the Permanent Secretary for the Copper Belt Province, Mr. Lawrence Mwanza. Others in attendance are directors, 10 provincial education officers, and 116 district education board secretaries and other senior officials. Now, aspiring member of parliament for Nchanga constituency, Mulaza Kaira, has donated 70 fuel coupons valued at 500 kwacha each to local bus drivers in a move aimed at supporting the transport sector and appreciating their contribution to the community. The gesture comes as drivers continue to play a crucial role in ensuring daily mobility and sustaining economic activity within the constituency. Speaking during the donation, Mr. Kaira comments commended the drivers for their dedication and resilience, noting that their work not only keeps the community connected but also supports many households. He acknowledged the challenges faced by transport operators and emphasized the importance of recognizing their efforts, especially in difficult economic times. Mr. Kaira says the donation reflects his commitment to community support and inclusiveness, arguing that even small acts of giving can have a meaningful impact. We take a break. To stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualifications, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
International news. International.
A proposed constitutional amendment to create a vice president's position has drawn criticism and uproar. Lawmakers debated the bill on Thursday and Friday. Veteran opposition leader Maurice Kamto has called the bill an attempt at a power grab. If approved, the vice president would take over in the event of the president's death in Cameroon, resignation or incapacity, with no obligation to hold elections. Cameroonian President Paul Biya, who won re-election controversially last October, is 93. Supporters of the amendment say the move would strengthen institutional stability and ensure continuity and leadership. For more foreign news, here is the BBC.
Iran has continued to fire missiles at Gulf states and other countries in the region as the war with the US and Israel enters its sixth week. A drone attack sparked a fire at an oil storage facility in Basra in southern Iraq. In Bahrain, falling debris from an intercepted missile injured four people. American forces are continuing their search for the second crew member of a U.S. military jet that was shot down by Iran on Friday. Tehran has also urged locals to look for the U.S. airman and offered a reward to anyone who could turn him in. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has announced a reduction in tax on petrol after heavy criticism of his government's decision on Thursday to increase petrol prices by 43%. State-run public transport will be free in the capital, Islamabad, and in Punjab and Sindh provinces too. The four astronauts on board the Orion are forging ahead on their lunar mission. NASA has released stunning initial images taken from inside the spacecraft, including a full portrait of Earth featuring its deep blue oceans and billowing clouds.
Now sports.
The Department of Immigration Zambia has announced that the Immigration Football Club, IMIG FC, popularly known as the Border Eagles, has arrived in Johannesburg to compete in the 2026 Pirates Cup. The regional tournament hosted by Orlando Pirates runs from April 3rd to April 6th and features a mix of emerging and established teams. IMIG FC begins its campaign in the group stages with matches scheduled through April 4 before progressing to knockout rounds, culminating in the semi-finals and final on April 6. Participation in the tournament marks a key milestone for the Zambian side, offering players exposure to high-level competition beyond national borders. On that note, we have come to the end of our news, but before we go, a recap of the headlines. Aspiring Member of Parliament for Nchanga Constituency Mulaza Kaira has donated 70 fuel coupons valued at 500 kwacha each to local bus drivers in a move aimed at supporting